Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply growth spurt. Growth spurt. Now, we all know what a growth spurt is. It's when something springs up almost unexpectedly and experiences growth like never before. You've seen it happen in children. You can see a kid in the sixth grade that's puny and tiny and looks like everybody else in the crowd. Then you see that kid in eighth grade and he's head and shoulders above all of his friends. By the same token, you see growth spurts in cities. You've been to places that were small, one-horse towns almost, and then once you came back a year or two later, maybe a decade later, it was so big, so massive, so heavily populated, you could hardly recognize it anymore. Everyone experiences or witnesses growth spurts from time to time, and in business, a growth spurt is desired. Every professional, entrepreneurs, corporate executives, you name it, we all want to grow, and we want to grow exponentially. We want to experience that spurt, as it were, where we go from point A, not just to point B, but all the way down to L, and beyond, and to Z. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we can all experience growth spurts, and there is a 5-step formula for the way to experience exponential growth in business. Can we talk about it today with our SPURT acronym? That S reminds us of the importance of sacrifice. Yes, my friends and neighbors, sacrifice. You see, what we are willing to let go determines how strong we'll grow. Athletes sacrifice because they take away time from friends and family. They don't eat their favorite foods. They refrain from their leisure activities and so forth. Soldiers are required to go to basic training. This is when they're first signed on and first enlisted. They go to basic training and they're going to spend 6 to 8 weeks away from their family and friends. They're going to go through rigorous routines and strong exercise. They're going to have to sacrifice just about everything for the good of the cause and country. What are you sacrificing? What can you say that you place and put behind just so that you can win long term? You see, there are a couple of types of sacrifices. There are those temporary sacrifices. You know, the person that refrains from eating ice cream for a week so they can look good in time for the class reunion. Or that individual that does some seasonal exercises just so they can fit into a bathing suit. Yes, that's a temporary sacrifice. Lifetime sacrifices are what I'm referring to. There are some things that we never go back to. There are some things we put down permanently. There are certain activities that we sacrifice for the long term just to make sure that we're not inhibited from reaching our goals. My friends and neighbors, I challenge you to make a list of things that you're willing to sacrifice to get closer to your desired end. That P in our SPURT acronym reminds us of the importance of partnerships. If you want to experience some growth spurts, my friends, I challenge you to take on great partnerships. Many times, most don't know how to initiate partnerships, but there's a formula for that. I always say partnerships begins with relationships. That's gathering information about and building a rapport with those who can help you and vice versa. It's taking the time to get to know someone, to understand their hopes and dreams and desires, and then see how well those line up with your own. Then there's resourcefulness. Yes, all great partnerships are founded on resourcefulness. This is simply finding a way to maximize every relationship. Don't you recognize, my friends, that every single person that is in partnership with you, you could do some special things to make that partnership more viable. You can optimize it in several different ways. I challenge you to evaluate the strength of your current partnerships and ask yourself, how resourceful am I in maximizing this relationship with this individual? Am I doing the things I should in order order to make this relationship materialize and prosper. That next way to maximize a partnership is through retention. Retention is a process of keeping the relationship together. Have you ever had relationships that are in business where they're with you for a little while and then all of a sudden you look up and they're nowhere to be found? Well, I don't say that you blame the person that left. There has to be some retention tools in place to make a person motivated to stay with you long term. Then there's also rewards. That's the prize for the success of the relationship. If two people are coming together for one common goal, there should be some rewards related to that partnership. My friends, if you want to experience a growth spurt, it's not just by sacrifices and partnerships. It's also through uniqueness. See, uniqueness is simply that fine art of discovering and accentuating your special attributes. Do you realize that you're not like everyone else? This means that there are problems you were created to solve, people you were suited to help, and places that you and only you belong. If you ever see the story of the Ringling Brothers in Barnum and Bailey Circus, you'll discover that P.T. Barnum was so enamored with the unusual, the person who was 7'5", or the individual that was 3'8". He was enamored with the individual that could do things that nobody else could do, the trapeze artist and the man that could spit fire from his mouth, and he created a whole business enterprise founded on uniqueness. I challenge you, my friends, to discover the uniqueness that lies on the inside of you and build a business around it. There are people that you can help and only you can help. There are problems you can solve and only you can solve. I challenge you, my friends, to accentuate that wonderful uniqueness that can only be found in you. That R reminds us of the importance of a routine. You see, what we do daily determines who we become eventually. This is the importance of schedules and systems and processes. They all play a role in personal and professional growth. Do you have a time to wake up, a time to go to bed, a time to respond and check emails, a time to make phone calls, a time to prospect and set appointments, a time to make presentations? Is it all systematized? Is it a part of your daily routine? Do you fly by the seat of your pants, or do you outline something every single day that you can do as a discipline that makes you so much better? I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to embrace the power of routine. It can change everything about how well we grow. Basketball players dribble that basketball day in and day out in order to become proficient. Football players throw the ball, they block and they tackle to learn how to become more proficient in their craft. And we, my friends and neighbors, as business leaders, must institute the same type of routines to help us advance. Last but not least, that T in our SPURT acronym reminds us of the importance of temperament. Temperament, that's simply our disposition. It is how we respond to adversity, how we react to the unexpected, how we recover from perceived setbacks, and how we rein in our emotions. My friends and neighbors, above all else, we're graded on our temperament. People want to see how we react when the chips are seemingly down. They want to see how we respond when conflict arises. They want to see how we recover every time something seems to happen that throws a monkey wrench in our plans. Yes, my friends and neighbors, if we can respond with a level head and not angrily, not upset, and all those kinds of things, but keep our focus and keep our cool. You know, there was a commercial back in the day that used to use the slogan, never let them see you sweat. And my friends and neighbors, the best leaders in business are those who have the temperament to never let them see you sweat. Yes, my friends, we can experience great growth. And I would say to you, if you enjoy this training segment, I can guarantee you that Success Training Institute will grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.